sweetest friends, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we are continuing our series of Shiurim and Talmudic methodology based on the Sefer Hamidos L'Cheker HaLacha by Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono L'Varacha. And this shiur is dedicated to the Cholim, especially Rafael Yoshua and Sarah Chana, M'soch Shachol Yisrael, Chaim Yerucham Yitzchok Chen Freyda Fegaleya, and all the Cholim. They should have a tremendous refuah, and we should see the end of this Magefa and Yeshua's Hashem. We are on page Lamed in the Sefer, in the second volume, and Os Lamed Tes. Says the Rav, Ubaze afshal lenamek et amuskal lishon etzal rishonim v'achronim, she'aydim b'kidushim einam rak b'vchinat lo ivri sa'adei ela shakri, ela she'aydim heima chelek me'etzem ha'kidushin. So now we're going to explain the muskal rishon, the axiomatic principle of the Rishonim and the Achronim, that Eidim and Kedushin are not only Bivchinas, that Eidim are only created for falsehood, to tell us who's telling a lie or not. But it's much more than that. The Eidim are not just telling us what happened, that really happened, but rather they are Chelek Me'etzim HaKedushin. They are part and parcel of the very Ma'isa Kedushin. So this is a big problem. How can you say that Eidei Kedushin are Eidei Kiyum, that not just bring a raya, but they are actually making the Kedushin happen? They are part of the mitzius of the kedushin. The kedushin cannot happen without them. If there's kedushin not in the presence of Eidim, there was no kedushin. How can you say that? Why is that a muskal rishon? Why is that axiomatic with the rishonim and the achronim? All right, what's the source? The famous kasha, very very well known kasha. What's the source that you require two Eidim and kedushin? Because you learn davar davar mimamon. You learn gzeir shava yorav achayav as davar. So you learn Xerashab of Dover Dover from Mammon. Now Mammon, the Eidus is Likboas HaMetzias, to tell us what happened. But not that it's part of the Metzias. Not that there was no loan if there were no Eidim. They're just telling us that there was a loan. But by Kedushin, we say they're Eidei Kiyum. There was no Kedushin if there are no Eidim. So since the source for Kedusha, Eidei Kedushin, is Mammon, so how can you say that there's a difference? And Mammon is taka, they're being made on the Metzias. And when it comes to Eidei Kedushin, they're not made on the Metzias. They are the Metzias. You don't have Kedushin without them. If the source is Mammon, so then they should have the same din as Mammon. Doesn't that make sense, sweet friends? Of course it makes sense. So ech navin et ze. וגם כן מה שהגמרא אומרת שם, שאף על פי שממון הדעדת בית דין, הודעת בעל דין, כמי עדים דמי, for those who have the safer, there's a typo here, and even though in Mammon, we say that הודעת בעל דין, כמי עדים דמי, בכל זאת, בקידושין אפילו שניהם מודים, לא כלומו, מפני שחייבים לאחריני. גם כן קשה. So the Gemara says that by Mammon, if the Eidim admit it, if the Baal Eidin admit it, Hodas Baal Din, is Kamei Eidim. So if they admit, if I admit that I owe you $1,000, I owe you $1,000. That's Kamei Eidim. But by Kiddushin, even if the man admits these Mekadesh, the girl, and the girl admits that the man was Mekadesh her, it's garnished. Why? Because it's Chav L'Achrini. Because now you're Chav to other people. Because when they do this Ma'aseh Kedushin, as Rashi explains, the relatives are now Usser. Her relatives are usher to him, and his relatives are usher to her. The Rashba says that the Chavla Achreini is she's usher to the whole world. But anyway, you look at it, it's a Chavla Achreini. But by Mammon, if I say, are you $1,000, how am I Chavla Achreini? So the Gemara makes that chiluk. The Habimamon Gufa, Afki Shekatav Gamkein Lachrini, Bechozot, Amrinan Palginan Dibura. But this is hard to understand. Because by Mammon, even if there's a case of Chav Lachrini, we still say Pagin and Dibura. And Mashenogel, that's Moamrin and Hodat Baldin, Kemeidim Dami. And what's Nogel to a person to himself? Then we say Hodat Baldin, Kemeidim Dami. I think he's referring here to the case of the Sefer Torah. It's Gemara in Gittin. He writes, Kishakosav Gamkein Lachrini. He doesn't say later on, he talks about Sefer Torah. It's probably what he's talking about here also. What do we say by Hodas Baldin? Let's say somebody writes a Sefer Torah, and he says, Amoda, that I didn't write the Azkaras Lishma. So Sefer Torah is no good. So he's Neman on himself. He's Neman that he doesn't get Schar, that you don't have to pay him. And he's not Neman on the Sefer Torah. So you say Palgina Dibura. So the Gabe Atzma, Mashinogel Atzma, we say Hodas Baldin, Kemeidim Dami. So if that's true, that Benogela Atzma, we say Mash Hodas Baldin Kemeidim Dami. So why don't we say Gamkin B'Shneim Modim? If both the man and the woman admit that they did a kiddushin, why aren't they Naman Benogela Atzman? And then she's going to be usher to the world mitam Odasa because Benogela to herself. Shavi Anavshi Chaticha Disura. She says everybody's usher to me. So why can't we believe her Benogela Atzma? So we have one kasha that by you learn Kiddushin from Mammon, and so how can you say that it's a different form of Eidus? That by Eidus of Mammon, it's to be Koveh the Metzius, it's to testify what happened. And by Kiddushin, it's part, the Eidus is part of the Metzius. They make the Kiddushin. If the source of Kiddushin is Mammon, then they should have the same type of Eidus. That's the first kasha. And the second kasha is that by Mammon we say Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami, by Kedushin we don't. If they're Mode, we say they're not believed. Why? Because it's Chav Lachrini. No, but why don't we believe them Benogei La'atzman, just like we do by Mammon? By Mammon we believe them Benogei La'atzman, so we should by Kedushin as well. And therefore, by Kiddushin, we should say that if they admit that they did the Kiddushin, so she's now usher to everybody because she admits for herself. But okay, La'atzma, she's believed, so she's making herself usher to other people. So why don't we say that Benogei La'atzma, they're believed, just like we say that by Mammon? Ach lefi zeh musag echad yesh lechol mine eidim, gam bedinei mamonot, vegam bedinei nefashot, vegam bekiddushin, shebekulam ei afshar lehotzi mishpat rak al pi shnayim. So Pshat is, based on what we said by Richus in the previous Shiurim, Baruch Hashem, we've had many, in this Mid of Mitzios Vidin. So there's one Musag for all types of Eidim. Gam Adinei Mamanis, V'gam Adinei Nefashis, V'gam B'Kiddushin. That what? In all of them, you cannot be Motzi a Mishpat, you can only activate a judgment if there are two people. You need two Eidim. So in the previous shiurim, we made chilukim between the various forms of eidus. So by mamonis and nefashos, the beisdin are the ones who are motzi the mishpat, and by kiddushin, it's the man and the woman who are motzi the mishpat. By mamonis and nefashos, it's the beisdin. Without the Beis Din, the Beis Din are carrying out the Mishpat. And by Kiddushin, it's the Eidim. That's we're learning davar davar mimamon. The davar sheber is also a davar, and it's also included in yakum davar. Shaidei kedushin hema mekimim davar mishpati chadash umusag mishpati eino rak inyan mamoni levad ach gam inyan ishut hu gam kein musag mishpati. So when we say in the pasuk al pishnayim edim yakum davar, by kedushin we're also, the two edim are also being making a davar. Just by Kiddushin, it's the Edim. They don't need the judges. By other cases, Mamon Nefashis, you need the judges to be making the Davar Ali Day the Edim. But by, and we also made Chilukim between Mamas and Nefashis in the previous year, but by Kiddushin, it's the Edim themselves. They're the Yakum Davar. They're Mekim. They are establishing a new legal status. It's the Edim who are establishing the new legal status, right? If Reuven kills Shimon, so you need the judges to be mechayev misa. When there's money, so he owes whether they're judges or not, but you need the judges to force him to give. Here, you don't bechlam need judges. It's a new legal status that's created by the Edim. And a musag mishpati is not just something monetary. A musag mishpati, a legal status, concept, can also be ishus. Ishus is also a musag mishpati. Ukmo sheyafshar le'abet din lotzi shum musag mishpati b'li edim, kacha gam ken kiddushin shekaamur eino kashur klal b'vet din. Just like it's impossible for the beis din to bring out any new legal status without edim, they are not working without edim. The beis din al pishnayim edim sotu by kiddushin, which isn't connected at all in the beis din and the mishpat, comes through the Maisa Kedushin. That can't also be without Edom. So in other words, don't tell me, like you asked in the Kasha, that Kedushin is different than Mamonis. So if a Kedushin is learned from Mamon, it should be the same. The answer is, it is the same. It is the same. Both of them need Edom. Both of them, the Edom might play a different role, but both of them need Edim. Just by Kiddushin, you don't need the Beis Din. You could do away with the Beis Din. So therefore the Edim do the whole job. By Mammon, you can't do away with the Beis Din. The Edim aren't enough. So you also need the Beis Din to get involved. But the common denominator is, there's no new Musag Mishpati, there's no new legal status, there's no new legal ruling without two Edim. And that's across the board. That's by Mamonis, that's by Nefashis, that's by Ishus. So it turns out that the Edim by Kedushin are part of the Metzius. Because the Chalos Kedushin is, as we said, a Musag Mishpati. It is a legal concept. And Edus is part of this legal concept. Bikitzur, Hakol Bechlal al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. Ela Shebedinei Mamonot, הפירוש הוא יקום דבר המשפט של הבית דין, ובקידושין יקום דבר המשפט של הקידושין. That everything is included in al pishnayim yakum davar. But beautiful. By dine mamonis, the yakum davar means the mishpat of the beis din. That's the yakum davar. The mishpat of the beis din is going to establish the thing. By Kedushin, the Mishpat of Kedushin is establishing the thing. Because the Kedushin is the Gemara Mishpat. Right? What the judges do by Mammon, the Edim do by Kedushin. Just the Etzem Kedushin with the Edim, that's the Gemara Mishpat. Ve'al kol panim bishnehem. Here are the golden words. Gam b'dinei mamonot, v'gam b'kedushin, ha'edin hema ha'mikaymei davar. Dvar המשפט. ואם כי בממון, הנה הבעל דין בעצמו, שיודע שהוא חייב לחברו, הוא צריך לשלם, אף כשאין עדים על הדבר. So now that we know that in both cases, both by the Kiddushin and Mamonis, the Edim are the Mekayimei Davar, the Dvar Mishpat, they both make the mishpat. Just the Edim make the mishpat of the al pishnayim Edim yakum davar Yakum Davar of the Mishpat of the Beis Din. They're going to be making the Mishpat of the Beis Din. And by Kiddushin, they're making their own Mishpat. But they're both Davar Mishpat. They're both Mekayim the Mishpat. And even though in Maman the Baal Din himself, that he knows that he owes his friend, he has to pay, even if there are no Edim, that's because of the mitzvah, because Prius Baal Chov mitzvah. And a mitzvah is a mitzvah even if there are no Edim. It's not like that with Kiddushin. If there's no Chalos Kiddushin, there's no mitzvah, there's no Avera. And the Chalos Kiddushin is a Musag Mishpati Levad. Without Edim, there's no Musag Bechlal. So that's the difference. By Baal Din, there's still a mitzvah. You're right. In Mishpat, there's no Mishpat. He owes him $100. There's no Mishpat there without Edim and a Beis Din. But there is a mitzvah. And the mitzvah has to be Mekayim. Loken Kiddushin. Kiddushin is different. Why is Kiddushin different? Kiddushin is different because if there's no Chalos Kiddushin, there's no mitzvah, there's no Aveira, there's no Mishpat, there's nothing. You have to have a Chalos Kiddushin. In order to have a Chalos Kiddushin, you need to aid him. So in order to create a Mishpat, you need to aid him, both by Kiddushin and by Mammon. Just by Mammon, you have a mitzvah even if there's no Mishpat. By Kiddushin, you have nothing. You have no mitzvah, no Mishpat, no nothing if there aren't two aid him. Umemela lo kashe ma sheikshenu sheneima palgin an dibure af kshechayav la'achrini kigon shenu omrim b'chol makom b'odat baal din ne'eman ata lehafsid srarcha ve'en ata ne'eman lehafsid sefer Torah. So memela, it's not shver that we should say palgin an dibura when you're chayav la'achrini, like we do by mamon, right? By b'odat baal din, what do we say? You say, a guy said, I wrote the Azkaris, not Lishma. So we say to him, listen, we believe you, and you're not getting paid. But you're not Ne'eman to be Mafsid the Sefer Torah, Kitten and Dalet Amid Beis. So we say Pagin and Dibura. So why don't we also say Pagin and Dibura by Kiddushin? And say that we split up the word, we split it up. We say, vis-a-vis the world, we don't believe you, but vis-a-vis yourself, we believe you. Whatever you say about yourself, we believe, just like by Mominus. Vis-a-vis the world, but vis-a-vis yourselves, tvakasha, you can lose your money. So by Kiddushin, we should also say, vis-a-vis yourselves, you're believed. That was our kasha. Ki omnam zeo gufa ba mitzad ha-mitzvah shebedinei mamanot, ve-lo mitzad ha-mishpati shebedavar. Ki sof sof, kevan she-odah lemashal shefsid et ha-sefer Torah, הרי יש עליו איסור לא תגזול לקבל את השכר עבור זה. Do you know why we split it up? Do you know why we make this pitzul, this split? And we say we believe you about your schar, and we don't believe you about your sefer Torah, because of the mitzvah of mamonis, not because of the mishpat. He was moda that he was mafsid a sefer Torah, so now excuse me, it's lo tigzol for you to take money. So in other words, that's in the realm of the mitzvah. וכך הוא הדבר באמת במודים שנתקדשו בפני פלוני ופלוני והלכו להם למדינת הים שהרי שכבר חלו הקידושין לדבריהם וכבר נתקיים הצעד המשפטי שבדבר הרי זה כבר נכנס לסוג האיסורים ככל האיסורים שבתורה וכששניהם מודים אנו אומרים בזה באמת פלגין הדיבורי וכל אחד אסור זה מטעם שווי נפשי חתיכה דיסורה. So it's really true, we really do have this concept of Palgin and Dibura by Kiddushin. Don't say we don't, we do. When the Tzad HaMishpati was already Mitkayem, when there already was a Tzad Mishpati, when there already was Kiddushin, and then the Edim went to Medina Sayyam, and then they're both Moda that had already happened. So we say, okay, Shavi Anafshi Chatichat Yisur, that's the same Gedder as Odas Baal Din Kame Edim Dami. So you want to make the whole world Aser to you, so we're going to believe you about yourself. When it comes to other people, we're not going to believe you. So to be mechayiv somebody for sleeping with this woman, we're not going to believe them. But to be mechayiv them, to say that they're us, sure. So that's the same gather as Hodah Ba'adin Kemedim. I mean, that's when there was already a tzad mishpati. But when the Hodah was on the etzim kedushin without edim, that we're done on the etzim misavis hakedushin, and the etzim misavis hakedushin, you can't talk about mitzvah And you can't talk about mitzvah, you have to talk about the tzad mishpati. It has to start with the tzad mishpati. Kiddushin can't exist without the mishpah, without the legal status. Mammon exists without the legal part. So therefore, you can be the Palbin and Yibur ready from the get-go and say, we can say you can lose your money, but you can't lose the Sefer Torah, because mitzvah mitzvah, because if you take your money, dude, then you're over, not you, but the person, then he's over in Lo Sigzal. We don't want a person to be over in Lo Sigzal. That's terrible. So therefore, we tell him not to take the money. So it's the same thing when it comes to Kiddushin. That after we say that there was some sort of Chalos Kiddushin, just like here there was Mammonis, there was a transaction here, he did write the Sefer Torah, they do owe him money, so we say, okay, so you can't take the money, because Hodas Badin Kameidim Dami, but you can't ask for the Sefer Torah. So by Kiddushin, before, if they, two of them, just admit that there was Kiddushin and nobody else was there, so that Musag Mishpati didn't start, because it doesn't start without two Eidim. So therefore there's no Palgin and Dibur, and we say we believe you about yourself, but not about the rest of the world. That doesn't fly. But if there was already a Kiddushin, and the Musag Mishpati is already in place, then we can say, okay, now it's Nichnas Legeder Isurim. Now that the Musag Mishpati, now that this is new legal status, okay, that was already established, but we're not aware of it because the Eidim went in the Medina Sayyam, but you're claiming that there was really a Kedushin, that it did start with Eidim, so Bevakasha. So now the Yisr is involved of Shav Yanaf Shechaticha Yisura, and you can answer the rest of the world to you. So it's Mamish Kevaldik to see how on one hand Erva Dine Kedushin is like Mammon. Both times you need to Eidim, both times is a Yakum Davar. There are times where they diverge. The Yakum Davar of the Mammon is the Mishpat of the Beis Din. By Kiddushin, the Yakum Davar is the Mishpat of the Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, without the Mishpat, there's no Mitzvah and Aveira. So therefore, if they admit that it happened, but there were no Eidim, so there's no Mishpat. Without two people, there's no Mishpat. So Be'etzem, nothing happened. Even if they admit it, they're not admitting anything. Nothing happened if there were no Eidim. But once they're ready, and whereas by Mammon, something did happen. There was a loan, just that Beis Din can't enforce it, but there was a loan here. There was some sort of monetary transaction. And therefore, mitzad the mitzvah, if he admits it, so we can be mechayivim to pay mitzad the mitzvah shebedavar, not mitzad the mishpat shebedavar, because there's no mishpat. And by Kiddushin, after the Eidim already went to Medina Sayyam, so then there was a mishpat, so now mitzad the yisr, they can say shavini shechanaf shechatich disura. This farenfert nachakasha that people ask, the whole makor of Erva's Dover, the whole makor is Erva's Dover. Yakum Dover, Erva's Dover. Erva's Dover. Erva is even without Edom. She's an Erva even without Edom. If he knows and he's mamin that she's mizane, like we see in the Sugya of Pesach Pasuch and a lot of other places, if he knows, he believes that she's mizane, so even without Edom, she's aser. So what do you need? What do you mean that by Erva's Dover you need two Eidim? For the Kiddushin you need two Eidim because this is Erva's Dover. By Erva's Dover Gufa you don't need two Eidim. As long as he knows that she was Mizane, she's Asur to him. Achsham ze domem mamash kamo shodu v'shenet katshu b'fnei ploni u'ploni v'alchu lehem l'midyanat hayam ki gam sham kevan shekvar nitkatsha hine kol ha'isurim ha'kurchim b'eshet ish zeo kuchol ha'isurim shebatorah ששייך הזה להגיד שווה נפשי חתיכת איסורה. מה שאין כי שאנו דנים על עצם התאבות של אשת איש, שעצם מושג אשת איש הוא מושג משפטי, לא שייך בזה לא המושג מצווה ולא המושג איסור, כי אין שום מצווה שיקדשנה. וכל החלטה משפטית לא באה לה דווקא ידי שני עדים, כנל. So it's the same, this concept of him saying, oh, she was mizane. So that's just like the case of that they were molded, they were miskadish בפני עדים, the עדים went to Medina Sayyam. So there, now we're in the world already of Eishes Ish. Now we're already in the world of Isser. So by Isser, you can say Shavei Anav Sheichaticha Disura. And that's why, even without Edom, he can say, I believe that she was Mizan and she's Asur to him. But we're talking about the Etzem Hishavas of Eishes Ish. That doesn't work without two Edom, not the Mitzvah, not the Isser, not the Mishpat. Nothing works without two Edom. And all hachlatot mishpatiyot, all legal rulings, only can come through the testimony of two edim, the witnessing of the two edim, and hadvarim hayu nifloy mamish. I love all these shiurim, but I had a special gishmak from this one. But it's hard to say, because I probably say that every time. I don't say that every time, but I do. But this one, I think it was le'ilo le'ila. So, because this is really a well-known discussion, this kasha from Kedushin Samech Yamud Beis about the if Kedushin is learned from Mammon, then why do they have different dinim? Why is this Eide Raya by Mammon it's Raya and by Kedushin it's Eide Kiyum? So friend for that kasha and Nach Tzvai kashas, I think we answered about Dvar Mohin Flaim, and Amir Tishem, we will continue the Beli Neder next time. God should give us life and health. Simchas Chaim, financial means that we should be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, simchas baruch.